In a game that was supposed to highlight the debut of former Japanese Major League pitcher Yasutomo Kubo for the Railcats, a bench-clearing fight between the two teams in which punches were thrown stole the headlines. It also possibly stole a win for the Railcats, who at the time were leading 3-2 after 7. But in the following inning, Chicago scored 2 runs to beat the Cats 4-3. In the continuation of a suspended game from last month, the Cats knocked off Chicago 6-5 in 14 innings. As for the regularly scheduled game, Cat manager Greg Taggart was none too pleased with the extracurriculars.
A couple guys have words with each other, and before you know it, this thing escalates quickly. And, unfortunate. And, the umpires did a nice job tonight. Not happy with our ball club. I'm not happy with the other ball club.
Taggart had to be pleased with the pitching debut of Kubo, who threw 2 innings, gave up no runs while retiring 6 of 8 batters that he faced. The two teams go at it again tonight at the Yard. The 8-game winning streak for the Oilmen ended last night with Bloomington picking up an 8-0 win over NWI. The Oilmen have a home date with DuPage County tonight. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.